It was 5 minutes to 2 in the morning when I decided to go out for ice cream. Even saying it now sounds ridiculous, like a small craving that shouldn't matter. But that night, everything felt wrong from the moment I stepped outside. The darkness didn't feel normal. It felt thick, almost alive, like I'd walked into a place I wasn't supposed to enter. It was the kind of feeling you get when you cross a line you didn't know existed. My legs started tingling as I walked, like my body was warning me before my mind could catch up. I remember thinking, this is too dark. The night is too dark. Not just, oh, it's late dark. Something deeper. Something that pressed against my skin. For a moment, I stopped and almost turned around. I actually thought, this ice cream isn't worth it. I should go back. But I didn't. I argued with myself like I always did when fear tried to grab me. It's just another night. Like every night. I'm not a little girl afraid of the dark. It's all in my head. Stupid. Just go. It's ice cream. At that time in my life, I wasn't feeling good in my own body. I was heavy. I felt swollen with sadness and exhaustion, and things I didn't know how to fix. I used to joke, cruelly to myself, that I was like a whale washed out of the sea and stranded on a beach. I laughed when I said it, but the truth underneath it hurt. And then something truly bizarre started happening. It was like fog came down out of nowhere. Not a gentle mist, something that lowered itself toward the ground and wrapped around the street. The air changed. I could taste metal in my mouth, sharp and strange, like I'd bitten a coin. The whole atmosphere felt like it was closing in, like something was circling me. I remember thinking, something is wrapping around you. And then I saw it. A bus. At that hour, in that town, there shouldn't have been any buses. This wasn't a big city. It was a city, yes, but it functioned like a village. After 10 o'clock, nothing ran. Nothing moved. The streets went quiet, like the whole place powered down. But here was a bus, moving toward me as if it had been sent directly to me. It didn't feel real. It felt like the kind of thing that appears in movies when the world shifts and you know something supernatural is happening. The lights inside the bus looked too bright, too sharp, almost like they were glowing from another reality. Even the driver looked strange to me, like he was focused in a way that wasn't normal, like he had a specific purpose and nothing else existed. And on the side of the bus, there was an advertisement. A movie poster. It was for a film connected to Keanu Reeves, something called Ballerina. Ballerina. I don't even know how to spell it correctly, but I know what I saw. I know the face. I know the name. That was shocking enough on its own. But what made it feel impossible was this. We didn't have publicity like that in my town. Not on buses. Not like that. If anything was advertised, it was usually local, something coming to town. And even then, it would be posted in one of the few designated places, not rolling through the streets at 2 in the morning like a message.